Sports.
Organization.
Wrapping up the big... That's him.
Vous aimez la musique? Puis l'heure suivante devrait être d'importance pour vous. S'il vous plaît, écoutez comme Johnny Scott Gramercy joue de la musique pour vous, Suckers.
Hello, hello, loved ones. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'll be your selector this evening. I'm so proud and blessed to be brought into the fold here at Skid Row Studios. Nick Chacone over there in the booth, making me sound pretty. Thanks, man. And I'm going to start you off with Man Man. They're a band running out of Philadelphia with the song Hot Tropique. That was out on 2011's Life Fantastic on Anti Incorporated. They're currently on tour with Murder by Death. After that, we're going to hear Dr. John. Thank you so much, loved ones. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Let's all just pray on it right now.
Crow running out of New Orleans native, and survived all the harsh realities of that particular region, and he's here, and that song is proof he survived. That song is called Revolution. That's from his latest record, also called Revolution, out last year, 2012, out on None Such Records. First song you heard was Man, Hot Tropic, from the Life Fantastic record, 2011, Anti Records. Hope you enjoyed it. As I said earlier, I feel very blessed to be brought into the fold here at Skid Row Studios. I know I'm going to have a happy home for many, many decades, centuries. Yeah. Big thanks to Mary for making the connection. Big thanks to Jeremy for putting it together. And I'm going to start you off the next set. The first tune's Badly Drawn Boy. The song's going to be called Everybody's Talking. That's off of his Hour of Bewilderment, Bewildered Beast record out in 2000 on XL Recordings. Damon Goff, he had a little bit of trouble recently. He took 3 months off, which, as far as I know, is his first break in like 14 years or so, after he given a live show and somebody heckled him and threw his harmonic at him. So he took 3 months off. After that, Sepia by Ken Nordine, the great Ken Nordine. A little bit of word jazz by Mr. Nordine. It's going back to 1966 off of his Colors record. Stupidity by the Detroit Cobras is coming up right after that. And then wrapping up the set there with Neptune's the Duke Spirit. Off of their Neptune record, 2008, Shangri-La Music, a complete set. And afford you. You can always email if you want to email me. My name is johnnygramercy@gmail.com. If you got questions, comments, concerns, reflections, what have you. Or feel free to call the station here. The number here is 800-893-9562. Again, that is 800-893-9562. Looking forward to, like I said, many, many upcoming shows. We got some events coming up. I'm talking about art events. I'm going to have the occasional guest artist talking about art and what have you. Get back into the music here. Badly Drawn Boy. Everybody's Talking. Thank you so much, loved ones.
Feeling low,
the group called Oop. Come on in. Look. That's sepia. Smooth. As a smoothie is smooth. On the edge of it all, wiser than otherwise is. Like the else of something else. Oh, they're about to begin the beginning of begin. That's yellow ochre playing around, swaying sound, with the loose tendrils of his ticky-tock time. And that, oh, that's burnt umber. Just got out. You remember umber. Who could forget umber? The way he was burnt. Oh, there's good old Rossiana playing changes. Look at him, good. Goofiness, ink. But as thoughtful as think. Hey, sepia is about to play. Smooth as the smoothie is smooth. On the edge of it all. Wiser than otherwise is. Like the else of something else. A most colorful group called Oop.
His song in the sea.
Desert Song by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros from their pretty incredible album Up From Below out on Community Records. And if you ever read up on their singer, the main band leader, Alex Ebert, pretty good story, you know, through addiction and homelessness and stuff. And of course, he, you know, bummed around the Hollywood scene. And kind of came up with this band, with this vision of his. And tip of the old chapeau there, Mr. Alex. There's a couple art events I wanted to talk to you a little bit about. Let's see, first Friday, January 25th, is a Star Wars theme art show. That's the title. That's the title of the event, a Star Wars theme art show. That's over there at Guilty Studios. Sort of just south of Glendale. It's a, as the name implies, it's a Star Wars themed art show featuring the, it says, join us for one night event in which 30 plus artists pay tribute to the film Star Wars. These talented artists will express their own representations of characters or scenes of the film. Sponsors are Pabst Blue Rhythm, Sino Tequila. Featured artists, or artists, rather not featured, but artists displaying are Dead Mundo, Jake Prendez, the lovely Reese Hilburn, and Sketch, and a handful of others. I'm really looking forward to this one. I got the, of course, I got the usual photo booth and food trucks and body painting and all that stuff. It's going to be a fun show. I'm going to be there. Also, you should check out Boyle Heights Art. Arte Vida y Amor is a selection of works by artists who have lived, loved, worked, and played in Boyle Heights. Opening night reception is Friday, January 25th. And that is at the LAC USC Medical Village over there at 2010 Zonal Avenue, Los Angeles, California. If you want some more information about that specific event, you can call 323-258-1435. On the Star Wars event, you can always just Facebook search Star Wars.
What? fini de mourir.
He had three old dogs, one out car, the wife who was leaving for good. Life's made of trouble, worry, pain, and struggle. She wrote goodbye in the dust on the hood. We found a map of Missouri, lipstick on a glass. They must have left in the middle of the night. And I want to know the same thing. Everyone wants to know, how's it gone? Out that the ring was a fake. A tree born crooked will never grow straight. She sunk like a hammer into the lake. Long lost letter in an old leaky boat. Promises I never meant to keep. And I want to know the same thing. Their wings, the moon climbed up an empty sky. The sun sank down behind the tree on the hill. There's a killer and he's coming to the ride. But maybe it's the father that lost the girl. It's hard to tell in this light. And I want to know the same thing. Everyone wants to know, how's it going to end? Drag your wagon and you plow the bones of the dead out among the roses and the weeds. You can never go back, and the answer is no. And wishing for it only makes it bleed. Benny was broken on a wheel, Shane and Bob Mahoney on the lamb. The green was his gold, and Sheila's hair, all the way from Liverpool with all we could steal. He was robbed of $20, his body found stripped, cast into the harbor there and drowned. And now I want to know the same thing. We all want to know, how's it gone to end? The sirens are snaking their way up the hill. It's last call somewhere in the world. The reptiles blend in with the color of the street. Life is sweet at the edge of a razor. Down in the first row of an old picture show, the old man is asleep, the credits starts to roll. I want to know the same thing. We all want to know, how's it gone to end?
Bum, 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 bum
How is it going to end by Mr. Tom Waits? That was from his Real Gone record. Tom Waits, out of born in Pomona. Same location as our resident male model over there in the booth there, Nick. We were talking about that a little bit earlier. La Chanson de Prévert was by Mr. Serge Gainsbourg right about 1961 when he was still a mildly respectful man. Before that, we heard Kay Lindo Sueño from the incomparable King Khan and the Shrines, running out of Montreal. That's for the Three Hairs in Your Mind record from Voodoo Rhythm, which I think are affiliated with Vice Records. I'm not 100% on there. And then we start off the set with brand new music from the Bronx, Ribcage from their upcoming Bronx 4 record out on, it's going to be out on White Drugs, which is their own record label. The album comes out this February, I believe, and they're actually playing at Los Globos here in LA February 2nd. I just confirmed that I'm going. I'm very excited about that. You can also check out the Bronx are on the good folks over at Filter Magazine to commemorate Milo from the Descendants' 50th birthday. They put out a compilation of covers in the Bronx to Catalina. Sounds pretty good. Next set, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's coming up here. Silence is Golden, as it will start off the next set, from Foro in the Dark, Brazilian-French sort of combo. They've locally been playing a residency out in New York, and that's from their Light a Candle record 2009 on Nat Geo Records. But after that, we're going to hear, Deliriand. I have a little trouble with that name. That's from the Middle East. From their record, The Recordings of the Middle East. Interesting band. I don't know a lot about them. I know they're Aussie, and I know their album is self-released, but I would check that out. The Recordings of the Middle East is the name of the record, and it's got a real good, lush, orchestral, indie pop vibe. After that, I think we're going to wrap up the set with Jesus for the Jugular by the Veils, also Australian, from their Nux Vomica album, 2006, on Rough Trade. Dark's coming right up. Silence is Golden. As always, you could call the studio 800-893-9562, or you can email me with the suggestions. You can suggest anything about what you want me to do with or without the horse I rode in on, and you can do that at johnnygramercy@gmail.com. It is johnnygramercy@gmail.com. Thank you so much, loved ones.
I left my house just after midnight to get a breath of cooler air. I left the place in utter chaos, as I was the only one there. What a relief to leave that prison. Who knows how long it's been? Thank God I don't have television to suck me in. I saw a charismatic stranger outside this noisy street cafe. He greeted me with nonchalance, as if there was nothing to say. I took his cue and remained silent, so neither of us spoke, and the other people's laughter was a cloud of cigarette smoke. In our silent understanding, I knew just how to entertain. But the stranger was demanding and became harder to maintain. So I suggested my apartment for a change of scenery. And we left the noisy street cafe, just the stranger and me. As we strolled through complete darkness, I held the stranger's hand. A word was uttered, 'cause we both did understand. And the music of the city night accompanied darkened corridor, the atmosphere was soft and light. But when I finally lit a candle, there was a change in attitude. And the strangest composure started striking me as rude. He said, good Lord, I am disgusted. How can you live in such a mess? And from his accent I detected he was from the Middle West. By then the magic had been broken. The door was opened with a hiss. The silent stranger's story is to show how golden silence is. Silence is golden, talk is cheap.
number one, yes, in the bag. And hope you like it. I hope you like what I selected. Just a guy with a bunch of music on his iPod. And I want to play some music for you. I'll see you here next Sunday at 9 o'clock. Thank you so much, loved ones.